with the come up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Today, I'm excited to bring you two special guests, two very close friends of mine. We are going to get that started in just a couple of minutes here. I'm going to get you through what we're going to be talking about today. And after that, we're just going to get into a nice conversation with our special guests about music. They've actually done a special favor for me. They brought in some music of their own from their specific music taste to show me today. So these songs, some of them I have heard, some of them I haven't heard. And so I'm excited to hear what my boys have brought for me today. All right, so for the show today, we're definitely going to be talking about music news. As you know, I always bring you music news every week, up to date, keep you up to date with the culture and keep you up to date with music news. After that, we're going to introduce you to our special guests, our special guests of the week. I have said this already, but they are two very close friends of mine, two DJs, actually. I'm going to let them introduce themselves in just a couple of minutes here. After that, we're going to get into a conversation with them. The first conversation will be about music, who they are, talk about their come up on music, their influences. After that, we'll get into just a discussion about music, music taste, discovering music. After that, we'll get into more of a discussion about music and music taste. I have a bunch of questions lined up for them. We'll see where this conversation takes us. For now, just know, stay here for the whole hour. By the way, I hope everyone is doing well. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, if you're just listening in. If you're just tuning in, this is The Come Up here on Penguin Radio. And this is DJ Live. We are talking today, right now, I'm going to bring you music news. South by Southwest, it is a music festival, but it also incorporates film. And that is actually happening, or has happened. And one great fact about South by Southwest, this recent one, is that President Obama and Michelle Obama are actually going to be speaking at the festival. The festival is going to be March 11th through March 20th, so it has not happened yet. It is a renowned film festival, music festival, and art festival. And so that's a great thing to check out. Google all that stuff. If you want to check it out, some of the notable acts that are performing: ASAP Ferg. If you've never seen ASAP Ferg live, that's something you need to check out. If you've ever heard of Soft is Hard, I know she's about to make an appearance there. If you haven't, check her out too. Check her out on that. Check her out on Google, on search websites all across the internet. So now that we've gotten into our music news discussion, we're going to get into talking with our special guests of the week. I hope you're all excited. We brought them on, and I've said this before in shows before, but we're not just featuring artists, we're not just featuring people that make music, but people with good music taste as well. And who knows, maybe these people will even end up making music themselves in the future. All right, man, you two want to introduce yourselves?
Yo, what's up? My name is DJ Oyi, but you can call me Ollie.
What's up? I'm DJ Roe. That's spelled R-E-A-U-X.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about you two. Talk about who you are outside of the music world and what you do. I've already given them a hint of sort of what you both do in the music world, so talk about that a little bit.
So what I do in the music world, I guess I just DJ. I really like, you know, spinning, you know, on the turntables, you would say. Yeah, I guess that's really it. I mean, I would get into production, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Oh, is it me? Oh. I guess, like, in the music world, to me, I just, like, really enjoy music. It's a big part of my life. Kind of on the way to figuring out what I wanted to do, I guess I wanted to become a DJ. I tried it out for one time, and then, like, ever since then, just, like, really loved it. So I guess, like, just a really a good appreciator of music, could say that.
Yo, definitely, definitely. And so, once again, I want to thank you both for being here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having us, man.
Of course, of course. It's a great experience to have you here, especially since both of you, I'm very close to both of you. And so, it's nice to be in the studio with two of my boys and to have them come here and show me some new music. So, let's get into a discussion right here as Alina Baraz and Gallimatius, the Fantasy Audiobot remix is playing behind us right now. Take a quick listen to that. Let's get into a conversation about DJing. And so, what do you think the role of a DJ is, or what do you think a DJ does?
Personally, what I think the role of a DJ is, I guess, like, I kind of learned this through, like, experience. I guess a lot of events I've gone to, like, what really pushed me to become a DJ is just, like, seeing all these DJs, and then they just kind of switch it up. Like, they always play, like, the wrong song after. And then people be like, what is this? Like, he just hella switched it up like that. And yeah, I guess like that kind of influenced me. Cause like, I'm just like, dang, I feel like I have like bare music taste and like these other people, I could like kind of vibe with the crowd, see what they like, get the party actually like started. I guess that's what the real like job and purpose of a DJ is supposed to be.
Yeah, I definitely feel it. I remember, you know, going to like DJ Rose said, whenever we go to some events, you know, the DJ just, you know, switches it up. I mean, that's cool if that's what, you know, the DJ's into and everything, but then what I really think about what a DJ does, they really control the party.
Definitely.
They without the music, I think the party would be really bare, really dry, really boring. So like with music, you control how people act and react. So I really enjoy that about being a DJ. You just have so much control.
Every good party, every good social gathering, every good event always has someone playing music. And I've been to events, I've been to social gatherings, I've hosted social gatherings that you have DJed at. And definitely, I gotta say, you two know what you're doing, and you two are blessed in your craft. And it's great to see, because this whole DJ thing, I mean, knowing a DJ for me, I've known DJs my whole life. Growing up, my uncle, a lot of my uncles, even my aunties, they were DJs.
Oh, that's tight.
And so it's always great to see my homies now. They're the DJs, and I'm over here trying to learn how to spin myself. And so it's always great to hear you two come out and perform or play for us at social gatherings and social events, man. So thank you for that.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, of course.
You know it. You know who to call.
And so, I talk right here. I have a little question about what you use in terms of equipment, or what do you bring with you when you go to party event, social gathering?
Definitely the speakers, for sure.
Yeah, speakers is what the bass, you know, you need that bass at a party. So speakers is A1. You make sure you have a good set of speakers if you're trying
priority.
To DJ.
Usually we bring our controller too. And we also got some lights. I guess like that adds to like the whole like vibe of the party, just like the whole mood. You know, like what's a good party without lights, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, definitely. With that controller, DJ Rose, it's a Pioneer DDJ SX2, if y'all are wondering. A lot of people use it on the road, so it's a good portable set. So, you know, like, it's quick and easy rather than two turntables, but if you want two turntables,
they
go for it.
They can do everything.
What you told me before is that this Pioneer controller that you have actually replicates what's club standard.
Yeah.
Well, can you talk about that a little bit?
So club standard, I would say, is like two sets of Pioneer CD players, but it's like called CDJ-900. That's like the base, but then other clubs could have like more, and then they'll have a mixture in the middle. And what the DDJ SX2 do, it just combines it all into one, and it has the same size jog wheels, I would say, or like the spinning part on the turntable.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't know. Yeah, it's about the same size, so it's like the closest thing to it. Rather than getting like a more expensive one, you can chill.
And it's great to have that experience. It's kind of unconsciously setting a goal too, like saying like, oh man, one day we're gonna get to the club events, and so we're gonna throw it down at clubs. Sure. Go ahead and talk about how this prepares you for what might come up in the future.
Yeah, I guess just like we're very blessed to have this type of equipment like early on in our careers, especially since we both kind of started taking DJing seriously like 2 years ago. I would say like about 2 years ago. Yeah, it's definitely like a big help to be able to spin with this kind of equipment early on, because you just like there's just so much like it could do in terms of controlling the music and making it how you want to sound, like mixing two songs together. And there's like it's like much more than that, and that definitely like prepares us for actual like club events, hopefully in the future. That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Or maybe even bigger than club events.
Festivals.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
festivals.
We're featuring you here now on radio.dominican.edu. We're not exactly festival, but hey, we'll get there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coachella.
And so talk about, I want to know when the idea of DJing, or when did you have that desire to want to DJ? And then what was the first step you took in reaching that goal?
Okay, so with me, I guess DJing for me, it started in high school, actually. There's like this DJ club. It wasn't like super serious, because then not a lot of people actually took it seriously, except like pretty much just me and my boy. And then we'd kind of just like show up there like every other like club. They had it like once a week, I think, on like a Friday. And we just show up, and then one of the teachers there, he would DJ too. Yeah, he was just showing us some stuff. Like, we didn't have like real like equipment to use. We had like an iPad, and then we were just using like an app the whole time. But yeah, I guess that's where I kind of like discovered DJing. But I didn't really take it seriously until like a year after that, like after I graduated high school and stuff. I didn't really take it as like a serious like occupation, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel it. I guess mine's also starting in high school. I remember, you know, your first high school dance, you're excited, you know, you're like, oh man, this is it, first one. And then music sucks, you're like, oh wow, that's something, you know. You're kind of disappointed every time, like, you go to a high school dance. Let's be honest, sometimes not sometimes but most of the time the DJ is pretty, it's not pretty on par. And
I feel like that's just
as you
part
like
of how high school works, though, how high school dances work. Like the
yeah,
DJ,
that's true. That makes
wait,
sense.
Yeah,
the DJ
okay
has to suck. There's, yeah. I've never been to a high school dance.
It's a high school dance. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, my prom, my junior year, the DJ brought out Starting Six.
Oh man, Starting Six. I've actually not heard that name in a very long time. Ooh, that's pretty crazy.
Starting Six. Yeah, I saw him live. Knick Knack. All of them.
Dang.
It was sick. But yeah, it was weird. But then, I guess I started DJing in my cousin's garage. Like, she always had some barbecues, and then like she was like, "Hey Oliver, since you know good music, you wanna start DJing at my garage?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And then, you know, I was DJing off of an app, you know, too. But then I translated that app into my laptop, and I started just DJing from an iPhone to a laptop. And then from there, about the same time as Ro and I got serious to like about DJing, like at the same time, like we were like, dude, we can do this, why not? And then we both, you know, like we have to equipment, you know, we did together. We were like, oh, since I have this already, you don't need to buy this equipment. Well, we can share, you know, like I'm not always gonna be DJing 24/7. So
yeah, and that's dope. Like, you're really bringing your friendship together in the your craft, and that's always great to see. I mean, I do the same thing with my cousin and my best friend who DJs, even with my girlfriend.
Hey.
She's getting into the learning and all that too. So right now we're going to get into a break soon enough, but one of them actually is going to be introducing a song to me that they've brought to show you, my listeners of the Come Up today. So go ahead and start explaining what that song is.
So my favorite rapper is Chance the Rapper, if you guys did not know. Well, a lot of you listeners don't know, but yeah, Chance the Rapper, he's tight. He's from Chicago. He's doing his thing. Independent artist, first independent artist on what is it? Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, yep.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, you know. Like, he's still independent. He's just doing him, and his music just embodies him, you know. Like, when he's saying a line in there, he means that line. He doesn't just like say it for no reason. Like, all his lyrics, all his beats, everything means something. Because you know, he's also a composer, so he feels for music more. And I think this song, Angels, I think it embodies that pretty perfectly.
All right, we got Angels by Chance the Rapper, brought to you by DJ Ollie.
Woo!
Here we are today on the Come Up with DJ Live. We got DJ Roe and DJ Ollie playing Angels by Chance the Rapper.
I guess that's why they call it where I stay. Clean up the street so my daughter can have somewhere to play. I'm the blueprint to a real man. Some of these toss they tassel for a deal, man. I ain't going to hell or the hill, man. For my real fans. I got caught up with a Lil Xan. Can't stop me, but it slowed me, though. Yeah, famous, you don't know me, though. But their DJ still play me, though. Them, I don't even need the radio. Like a rodeo, got the old folks dancing the do-si-do. So they round sign me the OVO. Ooh, I just might share my next one with Keith. Got the industry in disbelief. They be asking for beef. This what it sound like when God split an atom with me. I even had Steve giving out apples for free.
They was talking, woo, this is what the band. City so great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Ooh, after them, you can't touch me, nah, 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 nah. I got angels. I got angels. I ain't changed my number since the seventh grade. This from my day one, 10 years, 7 days. A week, never tired on the Kevin Gates. And if they rest in peace, they bunny hop in heaven's gates. It's too many young angels on the south side. Gotta scared to let our grandmamas outside. You gon' make me take the campus way downtown. You gon' make me turn my BM to my house wide. I just had a growth spurt. It just took so long, my tippy toes hurt. You can keep the nose ring, I don't have to soul search. I'm still at my old church, only ever sold merch. Grandma say I'm kosher, mama say I'm culture. GCI 107.5, angel going live. Power 92, angel juke, angel gone juke. GCI 107.5, going live. Power 92, angel going juke, juke.
I was talking, woo, this is what the band. City so great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded. I'm the band.
I got angels
all around me, they keep me surrounded.
I got angels.
Great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Who is you and who? You and who is them? All of a sudden, who after them? You can't touch me, nah, 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 nah. I got angels. I got angels.
I got. And we're back. This is DJ Live here on the come up, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we heard Angels by Chance the Rapper. Wow, that was a really great song. Thank you, DJ Ali, for bringing that in for us today. By the way, we have DJ Ali and DJ Ro here in the studio with me today. And we're just talking music. They just showed me, DJ Ali just showed me Angels by Chance the Rapper. And so talk to me about that song. And let me just tell you my favorite part about that song first, because I just want to get into that real quick, because I think it's crazy. The Chance the Rapper, when he mixes gospel elements into his music,
yes,
it's really some of the best music I've heard in a minute. And so what do you think about that, having gospel elements in his rap music?
I think it's crazy. He really changed from his first mixtape, 10 Day, which I wish people really knew more about. But 10 Day is one of his best works. Acid Rap's good, but I think 10 Day is great. With Chance the Rapper, it was all about rap. You know, like what sounds more appealing to what listeners want to hear. You know, like what his fans wanted to hear. But when he started incorporating his gospel music, it was, you know, about the same time where he had a child, you know, like his daughter. So it was more about him. The gospel music isn't for anyone, it's just for him. Because I remember, you know, there's a line in Ultra Light Beam, you know, he tells people to what's that line,
beautiful, which one? Morning.
The one that you tweeted.
Oh, is it, I laugh in my head because I bet that my, is it that one?
I don't know, but there's a line in there that like he tells people to be quiet so that
this is my part nobody else speak.
Yeah. This is my part nobody else speak. Glory be to God. That was for him. You know, he told everyone that's listening, stop rapping along. This is me.
Yeah.
I want to sing. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And the gospel music just, you know, it's for him. And when both of us do something, it's always going to be for you guys, but we're always trying to do stuff for ourselves also. You can't always put it out. You want to benefit yourself also, and you want to do something for yourself even if nobody knows.
Of course, some of the greatest DJs, some of the greatest producers, they put in time, personal time into perfecting their craft. And so that's something I could definitely vibe with. In terms of, especially as a radio DJ, as a spinner myself, and as a producer. So we're getting into a conversation right now about Chance the Rapper. DJ Ro, tell me what you know about Chance the Rapper and how you felt about that song that just played for us.
That song? I've always really been a fan of Chance the Rapper ever since like high school, like in his, that 10 days, like his 10 days days. Yeah, I think it's really cool that he like incorporates his religion and like faith into his music, because not a lot of rappers do that nowadays. As far as Chance the Rapper, other rappers that think that really do that would be like maybe Kanye West, but other than that, no one really raps about their religion. So I think that was a really good aspect of it too. He just raps about what he actually believes in.
Yep. And you really don't see that in a lot of people in the music industry or just famous people in general. They like to keep their beliefs on the low. And so...
which is fine.
Which is fine, of course.
Yeah.
But Chance the Rapper having the courage to come out and do things like that, all for the glory of his God, you know.
Reminds me of Curry.
It reminds me of Stephen Curry. We're out here in the Bay Area right now. I got Bay Area fans. I'm from Sacramento, so.
Hey, no, but hey, Kings are tied too. Yep, we always respect each other.
Yeah, respect, always, always. So let's get back into that conversation we were having earlier about DJing. And so we ended on a note of what your first step was in learning how to DJ. Where did your influences come from? I really don't know the answer to this question, people. Do either of you play an instrument?
Me, I do not play an instrument, but I count DJing as playing an instrument, because it really is.
It really is.
Like, I've tried, like, my whole life, like, I've always wanted to play an instrument, but I never really, like, got into, like, a specific one. Like, I tried, like, drums, like, stuff like that, yeah, but didn't really discover DJing till, like, later on, so, like, count that as an instrument.
I played the guitar. I feel like a lot of people who touch music always touch the guitar or piano, but I see a lot of people playing the guitar, and I think, I don't know, I started doing it like 5th, 6th grade, kind of stopped in 8th grade, but other than that, I guess that's the instrument, you know, that I felt like the guitar was like, I don't know, I thought it was so, it had a lot of soul into it, like the strumming is just, you know, it's just fun, it's amazing, it brings a beautiful sound.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I play guitar myself, and so when I play guitar, I get into this whole, my favorite music playing guitar is actually reggae music, and you can see me right now, I'm rocking my Bob Marley t-shirt, so you know it to be true that I love to play my Rasta reggae music on on the guitar. One love, three one little love. Birds, no woman, no cry.
No woman, no, no cry. Woman,
red
no
wine.
But, and so, where did the influence come from then? If you didn't play an instrument, DJ Ro, it's for, I don't consider playing an instrument the first influence or anything like that, but I just wanted to hear where the influence in DJing came from.
DJing? I guess my love for
just not DJing, but just like music in general. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's like my love for music, really. I'm from Vallejo, California, and
at 707.
I went to school in San Francisco, and I had to commute. So then I guess that's where kind of like my love for music started. I'd be in the car for like almost like 2 hours of this traffic, and all you could really do is just listen to music. So then from like an early age, I had the aux cord. But yeah, my inspiration from music, I'd have to say my mom and my sister, they really helped me shape my like taste in music right now. I have like a really like wide variety. I listen to like a lot of different stuff that like everyone could like get into. My mom was really into a lot of Eminem. Her favorite rapper was like Eminem. She'd play like his, I forgot which album, but he plays like songs like every car ride. And my sister would give me her old CDs of like Usher or like Trey Songz and stuff like that, like Chris Brown exclusive. like that old stuff. And then that's just like really where my music taste came from, I guess, like my family being exposed to it, being forced to listen to the radio or like play our own music in the car while commuting. I credit that to that.
What about you, DJ Ali?
A lot of it goes towards, I would say my dad for, in terms of rock, you know, he's that typical, 107.7 The Bone. That radio station is where it's at.
Yeah.
Cause you know, that's his rock station. He loves that rock station. But, he would always listen to it. I would only like get hyped for it because I wasn't a big fan of rock. I'm still on the fence about it, but I'll listen to it. It's not bad to me. But it was the Beatles, a lot of 1960s type of people, mm-hmm. like the Beatles, Rolling Stones, whoever else.
We love the Beatles, by the way. Always. We love the Beatles here.
Yeah,
you gotta stay with the Beatles. But when he did listen to rap, it was like, he didn't really know rap, but he only knew one artist, and he would only, you know, like play that. And it was Pac. It was Tupac. Like, cause then I was born around the same time he died.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 days after he passed away, I was born.
No way.
Yeah. So like, I guess that was, you know, a big highlight in the newspaper, cause my dad reads the newspaper every day, and when he did, he would play Pac. And it's funny cause he doesn't know any lyrics of the song. He's not a big rap fan, so he just likes, you know, like, just feeling it in the car, and I would always listen to Pac.
That's crazy. I remember growing up, I could definitely feel that. My dad always had the rock station on, and so, and that's funny too, because DJ Ro, my mom always had the rap station on. Hey. One of her favorite artists in general was Usher too.
Wait, that's so what's up.
We were always playing that Usher Confession CD. I know that CD front to back. Actually, it's funny, this weekend I was with, we just came back from spring break. Uh-huh. If you're just tuning in, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm talking to DJ Ro and DJ Ollie. Yeah. If you just tuned in, what's right up? Now, I was just talking about my weekend because we brought up Usher's Confession CD, and this past spring break, we were actually listening to the Confession CD, me, my girlfriend, and I, and and I was singing along to every song.
Was she surprised?
Well, she was very surprised because she didn't know every song. And so
you out-ushered her, bro.
I out-ushered her. And she was trying to tell me. She was like, oh, you don't know this song? You don't know this song? I was like, you don't know the rest of them, though. You know what I mean? And so that was something that was pretty funny that happened this past weekend. Yeah, that pertains to that. But so we now know what you grew up with. After this break, we're going to get into what you listen to now. And so before we do that, DJ Ro, you brought me a song today.
I have for you guys today Dance on Me by Washington DC based rapper Goldlink. Hope you guys like it.
All right, Dance on Me by Goldlink. We're going to be playing it right here on Penguin Radio, courtesy of DJ Ro. This is DJ Live on the come up.
Dance on me, dance on me. Bring it back, baby, just dance on me. Brought your heels to the party. Ain't here to hurt nobody. I'm an old soul and I rock gold and I got scooped in a Rari. But I'm a bad boy and you know it's no boyfriends allowed to the party. Game vicious, demolition with the boot. Fake fat, with attentions. Got man, fan. Any other wanna hit this, he gon' have to pay for them. Take over biddies, yes, love. Can a young hit that hook? Can a young do something better? But instead of always shopping to get that dough. Shit, this cool, and hey, you so fine, like behind. Slip your legs in those jeans, take those balls, now watch you. You so special, it's so pink, slightly, and don't stink. Lord, I thank you for this good food that I'm happy to receive. She got that. You know I want you, baby, dog. Ain't no one else above you, baby. I swear, yeah. Baby, I need you. I want you. Baby, I need you. And I want you. Baby, I got it. I'm getting it. Baby, I got it. When it's needs and shit, while I please us, while I cock the fist, and I take it out, got a section fist, and I hit my little so I get it for the low, and my youngest little getting back up in a hole, better getting money and being in, so they can silly motherfuckers ain't gonna pay me for my domain, fuck that shit, rush that, while I rush that too, I don't give a fuck about you, but I do what I see, and I do what I feel with that mouth do, I'm a crazy nigga, I'm a certified life, pay me no, I never hesitate, just straight, I'm fake, and I might go and just taste me, okay, my so pay me.
What is up, everybody? We're back here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio. This is DJ Live. You're listening to us here. This is The Come Up. If you're just tuning in, we are featuring DJ Ro and DJ Ali.
What's up?
Two good friends of mine, two DJs, two great musical tastes, and we've just been having a nice conversation about music. Earlier, we talked about their DJ origin points. We talked about their influences. And in a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk about their music and what they're listening to now. Before we get into that, though, DJ Ro, tell me a little bit more about the song you just played, Dance On Me by Goldlink.
All right, you guys heard a Dance On Me by this Washington, D.C.-based rapper, Goldlink. This song was off of his debut album, actually, and after that, we didn't talk. I really like the song because, like, his music really combines, like, the dancey house music with that kind of, that whole vibe with hip-hop and, like, rap music. And, like, his music, like, really makes you just want to, like, get up and dance. Like not a lot of hip-hop and rap music could pull that off. I first heard him on SoundCloud, like a couple years back, and then like I really seen him like grow, just like he's getting like really big now, collabing with like a bunch of artists I listen to, so it's pretty crazy. I actually watched his concert in a social hall in San Francisco like 2 weeks ago.
With you today,
yeah,
right?
You're supposed to go with me.
Should've
went.
Oh man, I should've went too.
Dude, yeah, he was tight. He's a sick performer. He has like a live band. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
So he doesn't just DJ, he actually has like a live band playing the songs that he makes.
Oh, Goldlink, he's a rapper.
You're right. I forgot, my bad. I'm sorry
attention.
About that.
I'm just playing.
No, my info goes down the drain. All right, DJ Ali, you got anything to say about that song they just played?
I don't know, like Ro already touched on it. The one point that I really like about the song is how EDM and rap is like making that mix. Like you and I last night, we were talking about a song, DJ Live, and we talked about El Chapo, the game, Skrillex. That song is, you know, just connects the two, and
that song goes crazy, by the way.
Oh, yeah, go listen to it.
I was
going to bring it in.
It's called El Chapo by Skrillex and the game.
El Chapo!
We weren't able to bring it into you today, but check that song out. It's crazy, and you're both right. The influx of the fusion of EDM and hip-hop is surprisingly leading to a very good like outcome, and people are feeling it a lot. And it's not, I feel like the good part about it is that it's good, really good artists coming together. It's not mediocre artists coming together.
They pull it off
yeah,
sure.
All right, so let's get into a conversation about what you are listening to right now. Tell me some of your favorite genres right now. Give me the lowdown of some artists or anything like that. DJ Ro, you want to start?
Yeah, I got you. Man, I listen to like a lot of stuff, but I really have been listening to... lately, I've been listening to SPZRKT and Sango from like Selection, Esta, all them. Their like production's crazy. If you guys are really into like vibey music, that sort of stuff, just like stuff you could just like feel.
All vibes.
Yeah, all vibes. Then like check them out, Selection, for sure. Pretty sure you've talked about them before.
Oh yeah, Selection's a big part of who I am, I feel like. So I definitely feel you. Selection is someone that everyone who's listening, everyone should check them out. They're a different type of music, and they are rightfully called the Sound of Tomorrow. And so,
that's beautiful.
Go listen to it. Tell me what you think. If it is the Sound of Tomorrow, then let me know. I think it is. So, and DJ Ali, what about you? What are you listening to right now?
Oh man, it's a lot of rap. I'm really heavy on rap, whether it's old school rap, whether it's whatever's out right now. You know, I'm really into Future. You know, right now, like, who couldn't be into Future right now?
Future.
He's the future.
He's the future. Future, you know, like, wow. That name. You know, I'm listening to his Evil album right now. It's tight. A lot of Kanye West, simply because, you know, The Life of Pablo just dropped for him. So it's a lot of that. And I don't know, I'm just waiting for a lot of artists to drop their music. You know, I've just been repeating a lot of music.
Frank Ocean.
Where is it, dude? I'm supposed to drop something soon.
Kill 3.
Where is it at?
Yeah, you're right. We're at the start of the year, so a lot of new music is going to be rolling out as we get into the year. As we get closer and closer. Yeah. Let's talk about something that just came out, actually. Do you guys get to hear Kendrick Lamar's Untitled Unmastered?
Dude, I heard about it, but I haven't got the chance to like actually like sit down and give a good like thorough listen to
it. I definitely want to say the same thing too. Kendrick's one of my favorite West Coast artists. If I were to call the game right now, and I'm gonna do this, if I were to call the game right now, West Coast Kendrick, J. Cole, East Coast.
Have you listened to him?
I have listened to Kendrick Lamar's newest album, and I gotta say, I'm missing out because there's actually do you know Swiss Beats?
His son.
Yeah, Swiss Beats.
So his son actually made a beat.
Are you serious?
That made it onto
what?
Untitled Unmastered.
Isn't I think he like it's five?
Track 5, yeah. And so he's 5 years old. Swiss Beats made a track for Kendrick Lamar or Swiss Beats' son made a track for Kendrick Lamar. Craziest thing. Other than that, you'll hear some crazy sounds that he's incorporating. Kendrick's really going on a path that is crazy. And if I had to crown a king of the West, I would definitely say Kendrick Lamar. King of the East, would I say J. Cole? Ooh. J. Cole is one of my favorite rappers.
But you feel like there's something?
I feel like there's someone there, but they haven't come out yet.
I feel it.
Out of everyone, though, if I had to choose, it would probably be J. Cole right now. But we'll see.
It'll always change.
It'll always change. Or like J. Cole said, you know, there doesn't have to be kings.
Oh, that's true. wow.
Always something to think about.
What is that collab album, though?
I know.
Kendrick February didn't get scary. February did not get scary.
February did not get scary. And so, if you're just tuning in, we're having a nice conversation about music here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Live on the come up, and here we are coming up with DJ Ro and DJ Ollie, and we've just been talking about music right now. And so talk to me, DJ Ro, about some of the specific, you named a collective selection. So who are some, besides SPZ, KRT, and who else did you say?
Sango.
What about their sound really attracts you to them and makes you want to listen more to them?
Well, about their sound is just that they're just super unique. Like, there's nothing else like their sound. I guess like there is, but maybe like it's just crazy to like see them like grow in like kind of like the hip hop genre kind of things with more of like a housey like sort of vibe like that. But yeah, I think like they're just like super unique. They bring something to the game like people haven't really brought before. So I thought that's cool. They really are like the sound of tomorrow, because this is like, I'm pretty sure this is where the direction music is going in.
Most definitely. And coming close to what tomorrow is, we'll never really know what Friday. The sound of tomorrow is. Friday, what is the sound of Friday tomorrow? And so
Friday.
One of my favorite, actually, one of my favorite selection artists is actually Esta. And so Esta. You talked about Esta too. I have a man bun just like him.
Yeah.
And the reason he's one of my favorite artists is that I feel like he really puts the, and so if you don't know about Selection, they do this whole thing where it's like Eclectic Soul, Forgotten Gems.
They have like a lot of radio shows.
Yeah, they have a lot of radio shows. And so one thing about Esta is that I feel like he really mixes, it feels like he really grew up with what I grew up with. And that's with that hip hop, R&B, and coming into what I listen to now, it's crazy to hear those vibes being mashed together. and with Future.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's talk about Future for a little bit. He has a legendary work ethic.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Future has definitely, like, really come on the scene as of recently. You know, his collab with Drake. What was that? What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
But, yeah, it's crazy. It's Drake and Future, you know, one of the top. You know, Drake's at the top. You know, like, he's climbing right now. He's doing his craft. He's good at what he does. And with Future, I think it's tight because I used to listen to a lot of trap hood artists. You know, like a lot of hard hitting rappers. You know, Meek when he was good. Sorry to say that. Yeah. There was Lil Boozy. You can't go wrong with him. And I really listened to Waka, and it's crazy how the direction went from Waka to Future, because they're pretty recent artists. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And you definitely know when an artist is really like up there or like making a statement in like the rap game, when like people start like kind of copying, or like not copying, but like maybe just like kind of using their style.
Yes.
Like, the style of rap. You hear a lot of people that sound like Future. You hear a lot of people that sound like Drake for sure. I know like he's like one of the first rappers to really like talk about his feelings and stuff. Like, yeah, now we got like a bunch of people. So he's really like revolutionizing the game. Future, Drake.
Yeah, Future. I've always been a big fan of him. You know, like from his Pluto release back in 12, maybe to 2012, to now. You know, it's crazy. He changed, and it's crazy how he's the sound of trap. Some trap, you know, like a certain sound.
What do you have to say about one of the people that he works with very closely? This man, guess. Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin is
want some
all
more.
The way.
Young Metro don't trust you.
If Young Metro don't trust you, he is doing work too. What do either of you have to say about that?
I feel like with Future, it's not a one of the best Future songs that I've heard. It has always had Metro as the producer, and with him, I think it's tight how, you know, they make the craziest songs. Like whatever song they make, I feel like it's the next top hit. You know, if you feel me, like there's a song called Wicked. You know, it just
wicked.
You know, like that song's wicked. You know, like it's Metro Boomin and Future. And I think when those two connect, it's crazy. I've got the chance to see Metro Boomin live.
Really?
Actually, how was that?
Oh, dude, it was tight. It was at Chance the Rapper's concert, actually. Oh, really? Yeah, I got to see two of my favorite people to see, you know? And, you know, he had his own set, and he was just blasting a lot of Future. His favorite song was a Weekend song. He said it, like, oh, you guys better gig to this. It's my favorite song.
Which song was it?
Oh, dude, I can't put my name on, the name on here right now. I'm not going to sing it right now. But it was a Weekend, so I'll definitely get back to you two on that. But it was tight. Metro's not just a producer.
He's only like, what, 21, 20?
Yeah, he's fairly young.
He's already on a Kanye album. That's crazy.
Oh, Kanye's album. Here we go again. Kanye.
Here we go again. If Young Metro don't trust you. But let's get back to Future, because
he will shoot you.
For our next break coming up right now, we actually have a song by DJ Ali. He's going to be bringing us a song by Future.
Oh man,
you excited? Talk a little bit about this song. What song you're bringing to us?
It's
today?
Off his new album Evil. I really blasted it around the house as of lately, and this goes out to my boys that are listening, because I know I played this in the car, and I guess it's just a crazy song. And this goes to Extendo fam. This is Ain't No Time, Future. And it's definitely one of the top songs that I'd say is out there right now.
All right. So we got Future, Ain't No Time, off his Evil album. Am I getting that right? It's not EVOL, right?
Oh, I mean, it's Love Backwards.
Oh, it's Love Backwards. So that Evil album. Here we go.
Love is evil.
Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and chop. You the of the sun down. Feel like I stood on the run. They trying to tell me to calm down. People eyes came in the game. And I start rocking that tongue for. We don't know what we be saying. We just be yelling our buns. We don't know what we be saying. We just be yelling our buns. I like to play with them pants. Right before I do the encore. I like to play with the cats. Go on the run and spend. I like to play with the cats. Go to Chanel and spend. I like to go to the jeweler, tell them to make me some glass. I like to play with the cash, go to Chanel and spend. Kicking flavor, Saint Laurent, watch how I walk. Let this paper be the reason why we talk. Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and Chuck. You the biggest, biggest hater of them all. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no time. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no heels, it ain't no mind. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no time. Pushing the gas, you making them violate. Yeah. I drop on the top on the fur, and I'm zigging the zag, I'm all on the grass. I did what I had to pass, you knew. Better go back to your stash. I did what I had to do, I ran in that bitch, now they have a mask. I did what I should have did, survive through the trenches and look like a man. I sit at the throne, I sit at the throne, you niggas and them are some clowns. I'm sipping that dump every yard when I'm at the store, and they ringing me up. My bitch on a bitch, got a meeting it up. I done gained a little weight, and I'm keeping it up. Stepping in Christians, I came out the mud. I'm flexing on purpose when I'm in the club. Free back. Kicking flavor, Saint Laurent, watch how I walk. Let this paper be the reason why we talk. Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and Chuck. You the biggest, biggest hater of them all. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no time. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no heels, it ain't no mind. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no time. I like to play with the cash, go on the run and spaz. I like to play with the cash, go to Chanel and spaz. I like to go to the jeweler, tell him to make me some glass. I like to play with the cash, go to Chanel and spaz.
And we're back. This is DJ Live here on the come up on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we just listened to a Future song, Ain't No Time, off his Evil, which is Love Backwards, Evil, his Evil album. And so that was a crazy song. Actually, that went pretty hard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you
it's
for that, clever. DJ Ali. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And so if you're just tuning in, we're featuring DJ Ro and DJ Ali. I got them in the studio with me today. And we have a couple more minutes here. And we have just been talking about music. They talked to us about their DJ lives. They talked to us about their influences in music. In just 5 minutes, I want you all to check out my boy DJ Presto. He's getting ready to come up on the airwaves right now, and he's going to be interviewing one of my boys too, so that check that out.
Oh.
Right now, let's get more into a conversation. We're going to start getting to the end of the tail end of our show here. And so tell me, we never got to this, but tell me a little bit about who you are outside of music and how that translates into what you do in music.
Okay, for sure. Outside of music, I'm just, I was born in Daly City, and then I moved to Vallejo when I was 5 years old. I kind of spent my whole life there just commuting back and forth to like San Francisco area to go to school, because my parents worked out there, so then I had to hitch a ride with them every day. But yeah, right now I go to Dominican University of California with my boys DJ Live and DJ Oliver right here, or Ollie.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm studying graphic design.
Hey.
Yep. Just DJing.
DJing, graphic yeah. Design. DJ Ollie, what you got for me, man?
Oh, man. I don't know. Outside of the DJ music world, I'm just a college student trying to get through college, you know, trying to pursue a degree in business, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so those are both respectable degrees to pursue, and being college students, this is, I want to know, how do you balance perfecting your craft, presenting your craft, and then still being able to be a college student all at the same time? Because I know I'm a college student too. Being a DJ, sometimes it just goes over my head. I don't have time to practice on my programs or anything like that. So how do you do it?
Yeah, it's hard, especially like, because I'm balancing out like school and work, and then I have like DJing on the side too. Like, I really wish I could DJ more than I can, but then time doesn't really allow it, so.
Ain't no time.
Shout out to Future again. But yeah, it'd be great, like, to have a little more time to, like, practice on, like, my crap. I guess, like, the only time I really get to would be, like, I guess, like, free time, whenever I just have, like, some, like, downtime, like, I don't have any homework due tomorrow or anything. I just hop on real quick, even if it's just like 30 minutes, just like spin a little, have like a little session with my friends. Yep.
With me, I guess it's just hard. Everyone knows it, that like it's just hard being a college student, trying to work even is just already a lot on your plate, but trying to, I guess DJing is like another job. You try to find time to do that, like to DJs, it's pretty hard. The only time I really get to practice is actually on the spot, when people just ask me, oh, can you DJ this, can you DJ that, and then I'm like, oh man, I haven't practiced in so long, I hope I'm not rusty or anything. But
yeah, like, it's like nerve-wracking at first. Yeah. But then like DJing is just, it's just hella fun. Like, it's like you don't even feel like oh man, this is like a lot of work, like I'm like pretty nervous. Like, once you like get into it and start vibing with the crowd, then it's just like, it's a done deal.
Yeah, it's like, it's cake after that, once you get into it.
Well, thank you both so much for all the insight you've given me today, all the great conversation that we had about music, and for being here in general.
Thank you.
We're probably going to kick it later anyway, so.
Yeah.
I know, we're probably going to kick it later, so thank you once again for being here, taking the time out of your busy days. If you've been listening, we had DJ Ro, we had DJ Ollie.
Yay!
I am DJ Live. We're here on the come up. In just a few minutes, we have DJ Presto. He's right here getting ready to set up and get into his show. And here we are. We're excited for what we bring to you next week. It might be the same. It might not be.
Oh,
tune in.
Never know.
Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Radio.Dominican.edu. The Come Up live on Radio.Dominican.edu.
It took me 20-something years and a bunch of shitty sound checks. I'm not gonna be content till I find gratitude, regardless of my sales or the record deals that they're handing you. If the next generation takes the legacy and